KSRN News, I'm John Scott. New York City Police Chief of Detectives Joseph Kinney says investigators trying to figure out a motive for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
The motive for this murder currently is unknown, but based on the evidence we have so far, it does appear that the victim was specifically targeted. But at this point, we do not know why. This does not appear to be a random act of violence.
The 50-year-old Thompson was set to speak at an investor meeting when he was gunned down around 6:45 a.m. local time outside the New York Hilton Midtown by a shooter who fled on foot and then a bicycle he was last seen in Central Park. A $10,000 reward being offered for information. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump's Pentagon pick may be in jeopardy. Pete Hegseth is fighting to hold on to his cabinet nomination amid growing questions about his personal conduct. The Wall Street Journal and other media outlets are reporting that Donald Trump is considering alternatives for Defense Secretary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. House Speaker Mike Johnson admits Republicans don't have much wiggle room in the next session of Congress.
It looks like the final number will be 220 Republicans, 215 Democrats. And when three of our colleagues depart in the early part of the year, joining the administration, or one resign, it'll be 217 to 215. So, yes, do the math. We have nothing to spare.
Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, Johnson said congressional Republicans are looking forward to working with President-elect Trump to assist in carrying out his agenda. On Wall Street, stocks are rising after tech companies talked up about how much artificial intelligence is boosting their results. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow adding 147 points, the NASDAQ up 172. This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California lawmakers have begun a special session aimed at protecting their liberal agenda from anything President Trump might do during his second term. At the prompting of Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, the legislature will first vote to give the state attorney general more funding in anticipation of new federal challenges to come. Newsom says he wants to protect California's status as an abortion destination for women from other states. This is SRN News. A Missouri man executed for killing a 9-year-old girl. Christopher Collings was a friend of the family of the victim, fourth grader Rowan Ford. Collings was executed with an injection of pentobarbital at the state prison. That was the 23rd execution in the U.S. this year. Amtrak setting a passenger record this year.
Ridership on Amtrak topped 2019 pre-COVID levels for the first time this year and reached a record high even with less capacity. The number of passengers increased 15% this year to a record 32.8 million customer trips. Despite the increase in ridership, the country's passenger railroad had an operating loss of $705 million, which was an improvement from last year. In March, Amtrak said it was boosting service on its popular East Coast lines. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.